was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand
and that pulls the string.
It makes his little puppets dance to
every song.
Seems that the night folds in.
Welcome, welcome, Resurrected Republic, Journey, Uncle Sam, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN. Welcome to the show, folks. You know, first I want to start off by saying the past few weeks have been very difficult. We've been campaigning for Mr. Bruce Ray Riggs, producer. I have a lot of volume in my ear. It sounds like there you go. The past few weeks have been very difficult, and I know that I haven't been here as much as I have in the past, and that is not because I did not want to be. It is not because I was lazy, believe me. I'm dealing with the situation, and the situation I'm dealing with, I can't give you all the facts to yet because it's an ongoing case. But let me just say this. It is a case that shows that the Bar Association and the officers of the court have developed a stranglehold on certain situations. And before Ken, we're going to be going to Ken Dost tonight. You know, Mortgage Equals, his page, Mortgage Equals Copyright Derivative. Excellent information that this man brings us, and there's some revelations as to some of the things he's discovered recently. But what I wanted to say to you is that recently we have been campaigning for Mr. Bruce Ray Riggs in the 11th Congressional District in Florida. In addition to that, I ran into a situation, like I said, I can't give too many details with, but this I can tell you. A friend of mine inherited a piece of property and was supposed to get a certain amount of funds from her her parents' passing. And she was told that the will, you know, and everybody knows anything about wills, no, they're just a wish. But there was a trust, and the lawyer that built this trust for her parent essentially told her parent not to worry, that everything was taken care of, that she wouldn't need any lawyers, she wouldn't need any money. When the time came, everything was taken care of. What I have been discovering is that this is a false sense of security that was given to her by this attorney. And the very interesting part of this is that it seems as though the very same attorney that set this all up wanted to represent my friend, charge her half of everything he collected plus expenses. Now think about this for a minute. The attorney has a wife who's also an attorney. They're kind of partners. The one partner creates a trust for a man that's got $500,000, right? Creates that trust, and then when the man passes, after he gives him this song and dance about, you know, your daughter won't need anything, everything will be squared away, yada, 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 then turns in and tries to step in and represent the daughter when the stepmother takes off with the $500,000, saying, "Oh well, you know, we'll charge you 50% plus expenses." Do you see, folks, what we have is a rigged system. We have a system that is by, for, and about the Bar Association attorneys and their revenue generation system. If everything the attorneys had said were true, if everything had been taken care of the way it was supposed to be taken care of, and as a matter of fact, my friend was made executor, trustee, and already filed a notice of trust with the court. That should be all that needs to be done. Then at that point, you administer the estate. But see, that's not all that was done. We have a bank. I won't mention the bank yet. But when I saw the symbol to the bank, I said, "Son of a gun, how much you want to bet they're all tied in with the Vatican?" Because they had the Vatican's logo. I went and I checked out the bank, and sure enough, they're in knee deep with the Vatican too. It doesn't stop with these people. These people are using these Bar Association licenses to commit fraud, extortion, to put a stranglehold, a monopoly on the court system. They have in every segment of the courts now, they have them roped off and controlled. Well, the man that I'm bringing on the show tonight is a man who has worked very hard uncovering some of the fraud behind a lot that's going on. I have an enormous amount of respect for this man. And he is among a group of people that I trust wholeheartedly. I know that their hearts and their minds are in the right place. I can only wish that and pray to God that we are all going in the proper direction and that we will prevail at some point. And folks, on-air calls tonight, 1-800-313-9443. And we are on with Mr. Ken Dost. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me on again. How you doing?
Oh, brother, like I told you, anytime you want to come on, anytime you have one of these epiphanies or revelations, I'm all about that, brother.
I appreciate that. I mean, the information's got to get out there. And yeah, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of things that are kind of just gelling together over 8 years that kind of just bing, you know, falling into place and everything. And yeah, I was listening to what you're talking about with with the trust situation. And yeah. Yes, the attorneys do have a stranglehold on everything. Absolutely so.
I just don't get it, bro. I mean, I get it. I get it in a matter of speaking, but it's monopoly to the quadruple of power. It's insane.
It is. It is insane. And you know, we can get into all these conversations and go into the Vatican. We can bring up all the history and everything. But at the end of the day, what it comes down to is what are the mechanical systems that make this thing function, and how do we turn it off?
Amen.
How do we change the course of things? And,
well, I'm all ears for you, brother. You have some information for us, I heard.
this all comes down. This all comes down to our birth certificate. It all comes down to our failing to prove our life and to validate our life. And that's really what this all comes down to in a nutshell. It really is that simple in terms of what's being done. And because we never did validate our life, because we never did come to the age of majority, because we never did get a decree from the probate court saying that we're in charge of our own person, our own name, and so on and so forth, we are essentially just wards of the state. And we're in compliance with their servitude that they've imposed upon us. And as a matter of fact, we've done it voluntarily according to the rules that are out there for that the Barr administration has coined.
Well, now I can throw a little monkey wrench into that voluntarily concept.
Oh, I know we all can't we?
Yes, and well, when we all walked into the sport,
I mean, we're all under this ANSI and ISO voluntary system, what is it? Let me get the wording right. Voluntary private slash public system of standards and procedures that were incorporated by reference. That's the key word right there, incorporated by reference. None of us voluntarily entered into this. None of us.
Well, and it even goes further than that. We didn't voluntarily enter into it with our birth certificate, but it goes further than that. When I went into this court, when I went into the clerk of courts, and of course they can't give legal advice, but when I was saying to her, is there a deadline? I was asking her if there was a deadline on certain things, and she said, well, I can't give you legal advice. I said, I'm not asking you for legal advice. I'm asking you, is there a deadline for filling out this form? And then she went into the next explanation of what we needed to do, and she said, and if you need to do this, 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 or this, you need to hire an attorney. And I said, well, let me ask you a question, ma'am. What if we don't have the money to file an attorney and we have to do this pro se? And she said, oh, well, you can't do that. And I said, excuse me? Are you insane?
Well,
really?
Yeah, that seems the way that the county works and these clerks work. They're not forthcoming with information whatsoever. And anything that you do ask them, yes, they throw in that legal wrench that you have to hire an attorney.
And our tax money pays for that.
An attorney ought to have their head examined at this point in time. That's the last thing you want.
Yeah, I agree with you. And the funny thing that it is that your tax money, so they can't give you legal advice, but your tax money goes into paying for this, right? And it goes even further than that. In the situation that we found here, there was X amount of dollars that was supposed to go to my friend, X amount of dollars that was supposed to go to the stepmom, who was a recent, in the last 9 years of her parents' life, they were married, and she got a phone call from the daughter of her stepmother that said, watch out. Because my mom, she only wants your dad for his money. So this is the first phone call. So this is how this went, right? Now, after all this, we discover in all this paperwork, the one piece of paper that brought it from the situation that her father had planned to a 100% the bank account and IRA goes to the stepmom, had a piece of paperwork that had a forgery. It was not her father's signature, right? So we sent it off to – well, first we went to the sheriff's department. They said, well, that's a suspicion, but you don't have any proof. There's not a whole lot we can do. So I said, okay. I went and I hired a forensic document examiner, and he examined the forgery, and he examined several documents that the man had signed over the course of his life, recent and distant, and he said – no question in my mind, this is definitely a forgery. He gave us a report with exhibits, and this guy has testified in federal court, state court. He's recognized by, the federal government. And we take that to the sheriff's department. Keep in mind paying taxes in this place, right? The taxes on this horse farm are amazing. So you're paying taxes. You go to the sheriff. You have proof that there is a forgery that ended up moving your funds into someone else's possession, right? You have one person with motive, only one person with the means, and only one person with the opportunity. Yet this is what they said. Well, yeah, well, even if this is a forgery, we can't prove that she did it. All right, well, where's your investigation team? Where is our tax money? We understand you have no duty nor obligation to protect anyone from physical harm. But when we bring to you a law that's been broken, just because you may not have the identity of the one that did it, what would you like me to do? In the case of a murder, would I have to bring you the murder weapon, bring you the murderer, kicking, dragging, and screaming into the county jail after I knock him over the head? Do you not investigate anything? This makes no sense at all, except for one reason. One reason only, and my theory is this: if it is not a revenue generation angle for the state, it is not pursuable or worth pursuit by their corporate enforcers.
Well, you can also bring it back to one very simple point as well. It's just that we gave them a blanket power of attorney to go ahead and forge our signatures.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to get down to the brass tacks, the nuts and bolts of this, that's really what it is. It's the fact that they've got blanket power of attorney over us. But again, going back to one very simple premise, that we never, that we don't exist. We're lost at sea. We're minor incompetents. We're expected to be merchants in commerce, and we're not, you know. So, I mean, really, if you go back to what you're saying, going back to the sheriff, I mean, the sheriff, to some degree, is in effect kind of right. He's like, what can I do? You know, you gave a blanket power of attorney, essentially, is what he's saying, so that anybody could forge your signature.
Wow.
Is that not true?
Yeah. I can't argue with that. I cannot argue with that one bit. Oh, Lord.
You know,
okay.
And that's really what this comes down to. It really comes down to the simple fact that, listen, we're lost at sea. We are expected to be merchants. I mean, we're merchants, and we're expected to know what the hell we're doing. And we don't. And that's what our whole system is based on. Our whole court system is based on that, because it's all admiralty law, of course. But it all has to do with our proclaiming and getting a decree that we are that validates our life, that proves our life, and the decree which gives us authority over our being, our name, our all caps name, and everything. And once we get that, then we're free to walk upon the land, and nobody can touch us. But until we do that, until we recognize that that's what the problem is, that's what the number one thing is that we're not dealing with, we're going to be spinning our wheels, and we're going to be doing what we're doing, and they're going to be getting away with it. I mean, anytime this whole thing with foreclosures, anybody that goes in and argues a debt or goes in and argues a chain of assignments or a chain of title or missing assignments or whatever, you've already lost. You've already lost. There's no way that you can win. First of all, you don't have standing, because you're going into the court without no standing. You're lost at sea, remember. And there's just no way that you can win. It's absolutely impossible. So we have to get down to the nuts and bolts of this and define what the actual root of the problem is, and then move out from there. And I think that's where we're there now. We're there now, and we're out, and we're testing it, and some positive things are coming out of it, and I'm seeing a dramatic turnaround from the court system. But see, this is all administrative, and you're right. Everything has been engineered, written, and administered by these damn bar attorneys. Everything. And it all goes back to that so-called, quote-unquote, voluntary system of standards and procedures.
Yes, sir.
If you're in foreclosure, anybody that's in foreclosure, the very first thing that you should be arguing, and again, I'm not an attorney, and it's not legal advice, but then again, I wouldn't think I would take any legal advice from an attorney, because I wouldn't trust a single one of them. And the very few that are good out there, they're not going to last too long, because their own bar association will eat them alive for going against their own licenses. So really, when anybody's suggesting that somebody gets an attorney or hires an attorney, I think you should think twice about doing that. This is something that you have to do pro se. It's something you have to do by yourself. It's something that each and every one of us has to take up as our own personal, what's the word, not vendetta, but our own personal struggle, I guess.
In a way, to establish
what our position is.
I think it transcends that. Now, I don't know if you follow the same tact I do as far as faith goes, but allow me to share just with my audience a little bit.
Sure.
They know who I am and what I'm about, and what I believe this is an awakening. First of all, on a couple different levels. One is a spiritual level. One is a factual level. One is a historical level, and a lot of the things that we've been lied to about the past. It's almost like, they've been programming the psyche, the minds of the public, to believe a false sense of reality that alters their ideology, that alters their entire pursuit and belief system. I mean, we see these little social justice warriors like turned out like robots, little totalitarian robots that want to censor free speech. You have people among the Tea Party themselves, people that, over the course of the years, 90% of the things that they've said I've respected, but then you turn around and you look at the neoconservative views that they have, and then you look at the neoconservative history, and you find that Trotskyites founded the neoconservative movement in the late 20s and the early 30s. Open, avowed, admitted communists, Trotskyites, founded the neoconservative movement. They are big government, conservative flavored socialists, you know, Fabian socialist. And you have if you really look back far enough and you trace these rabbit holes down, you're finding that this the bird that they're standing by, these two wings of the same bird, they may have a different flavor on both of these wings. But at the core, at the essence of this bird, you know, there was a Native American chief who named the sitting president, I forget the year, but named the sitting president Chief Walking Eagle. I mean, it sounds very, you know, powerful, right? Sounds very, you know, prestigious. But you know why he called him Chief Walking Eagle? Because he was so full of crap that he couldn't fly.
He couldn't get off the ground, right?
Oh, Lord have mercy.
So, makes sense.
These fellows, these are the same guys that, you know, you try and say, you, like I criticize some of the things about Israel, right? You know, I don't criticize all Jews because, I mean, my co-host is Jewish and he was, I mean, he's Christian by choice, but culturally he was born and raised Jewish. You know, I was born and raised in a family that was half Catholic and half Jewish. I have no hatred for anyone, but I point out certain facts. And they use these Marxist constructs, these Marxist terms. These it would be the same thing if I had criticized the Italian government back in the days of Mussolini for someone to call me anti-Italianic. You know what I mean? It just doesn't make any sense. They develop these terms and these words to silence dissent, to silence common thought and reason. And one of those things that they're calling us, folks like you, folks like me, are the, and the thing that drives me nuts is the oxymoron of it, these sovereign citizens. Well, first of all, there is no such thing. Right. It's seriously an oxymoron, first of all. Second of all, it describes, and most of the attention that is shown on these folks are the ones that they get like a kernel of truth, and then they run like a crash test dummy into a courtroom trying to exercising every right they thought that they ever had, plus some that they didn't. Right. And they end up running straight into a concrete wall. But these are the ones that they focus the light on. These are the ones that are coming for a simulating a legal process. No, no, folks.
Yeah, you mentioned sovereign, or you mentioned a constitution, and all of a sudden nowadays you're deemed a terrorist because you had crazy people who didn't know what the hell they were doing, like you said, the crash test dummies.
Yes, yes. So you have some, you've made some revelations here. You've made some new discoveries from what I've heard.
I wouldn't say new discoveries. I would just say that they're things that are coming together. I mean,
there's
a couple of patents that I had found years ago that only recently I've been able to put sense to and put the truth to. So I mean, it's kind of a unraveling of sorts. Maybe an unraveling of sorts is more a better word in terms of all this information that just kind of unraveled into into place and making sense and back check and forward check and every which way check is all. It's like, wait a minute, this is the root. This is it. This is what we're dealing with. And I mean, there's a lot of things to talk about in terms of that. I don't get involved in the political. I try not to get involved in the political or the religious aspects of this.
Oh, I hear that. I got you.
Huh?
I understand that.
Well, there's a reason why. Because that's all noise. It's all noise. You know, it's every time that, you know, because they've got a presidential campaign going on right now. Anytime they want to divert attention off of Hillary Clinton for the emails, what do? They bring up something else to divert our attention away from us, you know. So you know, and I don't function that way. I can't function that way. I just look at, okay, what are the facts here? And what's the root problem here? And the root problem and the root issue is going to be the same no matter what political structure you're, no matter what religious structure, no matter what organizational structure you're under. It all comes down to the same thing for all of us. Period.
Yeah.
Period. And what they've done here, in a nutshell, is they have taken our legal personality, or all caps name, and they have made us grantors to thousands, potentially thousands, and at least hundreds, potentially thousands of different types of patented processes that, because they never disclosed it to us, they decided to shut us out. And what is the first thing a patent holder, his rights are? They can exclude others from using it. Well, that's exactly what they've done. They've excluded us from the use of their patents. However, we're the grantors to those patents. So it's kind of a, in that respect, it's like, well, wait a second here. How the hell can you do that? And they can't do that. The only reason why they're able to do that, and the only reason they're getting away with it, is because we've allowed them to, because we have not discovered ourselves and who we are. And that's what we need to do. And that's the only reason why they're getting away with this, because we're incompetent adult minors.
Right.
And we are wards of the state, and they can push us around. They can do whatever they want to us because we've subscribed to their system. And their system is quite literally set up as a familial type hierarchy. Except our parent is not our real parent. It's our evil parent. It's Merrill Lynch. It's Wells Fargo. It's whoever has rights, has control over us at that particular point in time. But those are our parents. And right. So when we default, or they allege that we default, what they're doing is they're smacking us down, and they're kicking us out of our own trust that we're entitled to, and making us wards of the state. And that's exactly what they. And this is how the financial structure, this is how the financial and governmental structure works. You've got the state agencies that are begging for monies from the federal government to substantiate and to justify social programs, right? And what are those social programs? Those social programs are to take care of the welfare of the state and the welfare of its citizens. So the banks, that's their job. That's what they want to do. No, not their job. That's their intent. Their intent is to drive us into bankruptcy. And once we're in bankruptcy, because of what they want to do is they want to prove that we're financially incapable. So
yes.
Here we are. We get a loan, or a supposed loan, and we get approved for credit. And so now we have this loan, and we're paying this loan. All of a sudden, we go into default, or the economy crashes, or whatever happens. If you lose a job, you get sick, whatever, or you just get screwed over by the servicer. It doesn't matter. And what happens? We go into default, and the banks come in, and they drive us down into it's like they put a thumb on us, just drive us right into the ground, because that's what they want to do. They want to get our butts in the court. So that the ulterior motive of the fact that you're in foreclosure and default and that you're going to lose your house, that's the cover. That's the mask. What
yeah.
they're really after is they're after all the millions of dollars of annuities and insurances that they've attached to our estate. And that's what this is all about. This is all about a person's estate. Well, if you go to a person's estate, what's the ultimate estate? The ultimate estate is you, right? It's you.
Yes.
It's you. But the problem is that because we're lost at sea, because we've never come back onto the land, because we've never formally declared and been decreed as being the living man, living woman, having all rights to our name and our identity and our being, we have given that over to the care of those that are taking care of us, the care of our parents. And who are our parents? Like I said, the banks, Merrill Lynch, the government. That's what this all comes down to. It all comes down to a familial-type hierarchy of pseudo-parents, if you will. And what we've done is we've given them the authority to have over us because we've never stood up for ourselves and said, I don't consent. I'm the living man. I'm the living woman here. No, that's just mine. You can't have it. You've abused
yeah.
it. And I'm going to take everything back. So,
Ken,
yeah.
we have to go to break, our first break of the evening. Hang there with me there, brother. Folks, we will be right back with Ken Dost. And the title of tonight's episode is New Patent Discoveries, Screwing the Matrix. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, 30 Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine to...
Parasitical committee, they're on the titty of sympathy, and it's a pity. Sucking American tax money, bloody Valentine. $4 billion a year to murder Palestine. Yo, yo. Get yourself out of the daze. Your Zionist demon box is lying and scheming. Got you crying and screaming about some game that you lost. Like you play for the team, and it's a shame that you lost. You're dealing with predators trying to murder the messenger. Let us get to the root of the real evil, satanic or secular. Making a promise to make it atomic and become a sponsor. I'm seeing the carnage, and to be honest, I'm becoming a monster. The asymmetrical warfare declared on people unprepared is sickening and sad. You gotta be out of your fucking mind to call these people your friend. Murder your Talmud vision, then reload and do that ish again. How you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under constant attack? If you think it can't happen to you, that's whack. Throw a rock at a tank and get shot in the back. I said, how you expect people not to fight back when they keep finding themselves under constant attack? If you think think it can't happen to you. That's whack. Throw a rock at a tank and get shot in the back.
Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Folks, we are on the line with Ken Dost. Never a dull moment with this man. And his episodes when he comes on this show seem to have this effect of going like a little viral, man. People want this information. They need this information. You know, the truth is rising. And I know, Ken, you said something about, you know, you don't get into the religious angle of it. But, you know, I understand that. And I respect that very much. Very, very much. Because we need people of all disciplines to be able to put their finger on the same problem, and when they start coming to the same answers, for whatever reason separately that they come to the answers, I find, you know, truth is pretty strong when you have a number of people that keep saying the same thing and keep leading you to the same direction. Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I find happening here.
Well, that's what needs to happen, because it all may be well and true, and it may all be, you know,
yeah.
but at the same time, it's noise. I mean, it's noise in the sense of it doesn't, you know, when you get down to the ultimate truth is, you know, there's no prejudice there. It is what it is, period.
Well, that's true. That's true.
It is what it is, period. And you know, going through the patents and all the years I've spent studying the patents and going through these and putting these together and unraveling them and tracking them back to the roots and everything, it always comes back to the same thing. It always comes back to the root of a master account. And that master account is the master account of your birth, period. That's your master account, period. Now, Wells Fargo refers to a merchant account, master merchant account, and it's referred to as a DNA master merchant account. And, uh-huh. And what is that master merchant account? That master merchant account is our certificate, is us, you and me. And because we have never, and the transactions being taken out against that merchant account are the transactions that they're luring us into. Okay, and so that merchant account is full faith and credit. Right, of the Treasury in the United States, is full faith and credit. It's a credit it's a credit line.
Yeah.
There's no money, right?
Yep.
There's no money out there. There's just credit. So what they've done is they've taken charge of our, well, we've let them take charge of our master account, our master merchant account, which is our name, our birth certificate. Period.
Yep, that's exactly
that's
right.
Period.
That's what I found.
Now, there's an interesting patent that I'd like everybody to kind of look at and read. I think it's very important. It is very important. It's a paramount one. It's a very important patent that describes and talks about our certificates. And the name of the patent is Birth and Other Legal Documents Having an RFID Device and Method of Use for Certification and Authorization. This is a patent from June of 2007. And what this patent is describing authentication of birth certificates and birth records. Now, what they're doing is, because we are lost at sea, again, because we are incompetent minor adults, they have taken charge of these for them, you know, and put their corporate seals on all these documents so that they can have their guardianship over us, because we've allowed them to, right? Going back to the parent thing.
Yes.
Our parent, and we're wards of them. We're their children. And so they're taking care of us, right? And we've allowed them to. But they put their corporate seals on our birth documents, and they hold our master accounts. So what we have to do is we have to take back that birth certificate. We have to take control of that birth certificate, and we have to make it our own.
Because instead of getting a 501c3, folks, why don't you get get control of your birth certificate back again?
Well, here's the way that we're approaching this. The way that we're approaching this, and we believe that we're definitely going in the right direction, because I've got the science behind it. I've got the science behind it. And the science is these patents. And that's not to say that science is always absolute in this case, because a lot of these patents is just a bunch of mumbo-jumbo words, and there's a bunch of crap that they're trying to, a new scheme, so to speak, to manipulate us and to draw from our line of credit.
Yes.
Our first line of credit. And but nonetheless, these patents are the factual documents by which this is occurring. And the only way to come out from underneath this thing is to, one, authenticate your life, get your authentications done, and then you want to get a decree from the probate court that, that deems you the administrator and owner of broad rights, title, and interest underneath that name. And then, of course, you want to secure that, and you want to kind of, you want to take charge of that. So what you want to do is you want to first come back on the land. Once you're back on the land, then you're a merchant of your own vessel, right? Or you're captain of your own vessel.
Yes.
And you're controlling your minor children, which,
hey,
is,
we
your,
have,
which is a merchant in commerce. So you're act, so you're doing what you're expected. You're acting like a good merchant in commerce, which is really odd because
I agree.
They've got control over us, and all they're doing is abusing the hell out of us.
They
and
can.
Using the hell out of us.
We have
their
profits
and gains,
we're
allowing this to happen. I mean, it really, the premise of it is not that complex. Would you agree?
Yes, I do agree. We have a couple callers on the line I want to hop to. I've been making them wait a little bit longer than I meant to. Fred in Pennsylvania. Fred, you're on the line with Ken Dose, Tom Lackabarra Stewart, Resurrect the Republic.
Thomas, you know, I respect the message of your guest. I do want to get back slightly into asking you, what is your main emphasis? You said you had to stay away for a while.
Yep.
You sounded frustrated about the experience you had with this trust and with associated issues.
Yes.
I actually have had a very similar experience, but without going into too much detail, I just want to say, do you want to basically still receive a certain amount of money from the friend, or are you basically too frustrated, angry, or whatever?
Oh, no, I'm never too frustrated, angry. I'm never too frustrated and angry to fight for what's right. And basically what it was her father had left her. You know, he passed away, and he had gone, he had planned for years. He had books on estate planning, and he really put a lot of thought and a lot of caring into setting up a trust for her so that at the time of his passing, she literally would not have to fight for anything, and everything would basically be dealt with by this attorney that he had hired to set, you know, create the will and the trust. And the reason why, to give you a quick explanation as to the sound of my frustration.
But I heard that. I heard that already. I'm trying to say
your own
mindset, your own psychology.
Uh-huh.
What are your priorities? Just let me get to that. I understand.
Okay,
about
well,
this because
my priorities were this. First of all, at the time, we had just, you have to understand, we just moved from Texas to Florida to help Bruce with his campaign, and I'm his campaign manager and treasurer, so I'm dealing with that. And I came in to assist her in filing the things that need to be filed and crossing the T's and dotting the I's, as well as doing the show. And what I was trying to explain to the audience was that while I may have seemed a little distracted, in the meantime, I had to go to New Jersey and take care of some family business. You know, my father and my mother had both passed away recently, so I had to go take care of some family business. And what I was trying to tell the audience was that while it seems as though maybe I've been slacking lately, because I care about my audience and I care about, you know, I don't want them to think that, you know, well, I'm just becoming complacent and burning out and becoming too busy to do my show. What I really wanted to relay was that I had spread myself just a tad bit thin, and I'm regrouping now, and I'm in a much better organized place. I'm kind of back. What my message was, my apologies for kind of seeming like I may have been slacking for a little while. I'm not frustrated, brother.
I'm only saying that I think everyone is surprised when the issue comes up of there's like a lot of secrecy involved with trust and with they don't give you information. And I do think also on the issue of if there is any land that hasn't been sold, then I don't know. Then it really is expensive to try to get any money out of this. I mean, it shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't.
I've been through this, and you have to deal with reality. And if your priority is the show, or your priority is Mr. Bruce, is Bruce, then
well, I'd have to say
be a little patient and try to get the money out of whatever you can.
Well, I'm trying to do that, and I don't like asking my audience for money. I know that you guys are. This is a time where people are preparing for some pretty hard times, and you know, I ask when I need to. I ask my audience when I need them to step up and kind of back me. Now is probably one of those times, because you know, a lot of the work that's being done on the farm here is being done out of love, not out of paycheck, but it's being done out of love for a friend. But I've finally gotten a little bit of a schedule down now. So I should be.
Is there a culmination of this as far as that situation, or are you letting it go?
No, we're never. Oh, my brother,
This can be hard to push back against. I am with you on the political.
You
know what, Fred? Hang on.
An issue of trust.
It's not an issue that can
push back. If we approach this properly, it's not an issue that we can push back on this issue very, very sternly and with great authority on these trust issues and unravel the whole damn thing if we approach it the right way.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree, which is one of the reasons why I pursue in earnest Ken Dost's information, because like I said, we all have our specialties in the area of research and bringing a lot of these truths to light. And Ken seems to have an affinity for these matters. I mean, he just if I don't know if you've listened to some of his content that's out there, but it's some mind-blowing stuff, and it can be applied. It literally can be applied. It's not like a hypothetical thing a lot of these folks talk about. This is information that can be applied to what we're doing and what we're going through in the normal course of life.
So basically, is it at a point where you don't like to be told, well, you're going to have to hire me as a lawyer? I mean, I would feel this exactly the same way as you do about that.
No, it's not. It's not at the point where I feel uncomfortable. Look, if I felt for one second that I was over my head and that I didn't have the resources, the friends, or the knowledge available at my fingertips or in my own brain, then I would step back and I would gracefully say that I can't handle this. However, I've been blessed. Thank the Lord. I've been blessed with some amazing friends, such as Ken, such as Bruce, such as the attorney, one of the attorneys that turned in his bar card after 28 years once he realized how rigged the system was. I've been uh-huh. blessed to have these different people in my life. And I guess what I shared in the beginning of the show was an explanation as to where I was, what I was doing, because, you know, my life is an open book for my audience. I want people to know what's going on in my life, so that if they, you know, I've run a couple rebroadcasts, however they've been really smoking ones, but I've run a couple rebroadcasts, and I don't want people to think that, I guess for lack of a better way of explaining it, I don't want people to think that I've become burnout or complacent. I was just a little busy for a little bit, and I've gotten some of that time organized, and I hope that explains where I was personally, if that's what you were asking.
These people do charge. I mean, you could ask for everybody in a whole county, and they all fall in line saying not 35%, not 40, but 50%. There are no exceptions to that. I mean, once you I don't want you to feel like I'm saying that that's right. It isn't right, but look at what you look at the great things you've been doing with this broadcast.
Yes,
I mean, any money that you can come in is a blessing compared to not having the money coming in.
Yes, I agree with you. Well, I hope that what I relayed to you gives you a little bit of a better understanding of where I'm at. I was a little busy. I wanted to let people know that because, you know, people that tune into my show, I get emails all the time, and they thank me, and when I'm not around a little bit, they get worried, and, you know, I kind of feel, you know, I kind of feel sometimes, you know, I owe them an explanation when I haven't been quite at 100%, and why. It's not because of any other reason that I've been just really, and
as you can see, if this was $10 million, this could still be an estate, could still be in jeopardy with the games that the system played.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
Of
brother.
The things you related, if you know, Ford signature, something, you know, an asset in a certain form, or you know, trying to hide.
It's really
a complicated
estate. The situation really is not that complicated. It was really as simple as a forgery took the money. A forgery in somebody's greed led them to try something, a fast one that they're not going to get win with. It just somebody needed to get on it.
I'm glad to hear
it. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Folks, we have to go to break, and then we're going to be coming back with Ken Dost and Lori. Is going to be joining us as well. She has some questions for Ken. Guys, stay tuned because it's going to even get better coming back. Ken has some things to talk to us about. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Foreclosure. Expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction. A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
designed it, sir. You wanted it foolproof. You told me every television in London.
Cruelty and injustice, intolerance, depression. And where once you had the freedom to object, to think and speak as you saw fit, you now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity and suggesting your submission.
We need cameras.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Well, certainly there are those who are more responsible than others, and they will be held accountable. But again, truth be told, if you're looking for the guilty, you need only look into a mirror.
Let me preface whatever's going to happen in the future with the fact I'm not your typical cat rapping to shoot you. Anything given certificate is under ownership. Once you know the true predicament, you got a bone to pick. Citizens had to be pledged as collateral chattel before the monarch could start the international battle. They tricked your parents into a human monopoly. That's why they registered you as biological property. When Britain hatched the plan to snatch the land, they gave you a legal fiction. Now that's the jam you find yourself stuck in. You're such a cool victim, indoctrinated in Rockefeller's public school system. Your presidents work directly for the crown. Truly, I did my due diligence, cause it's my dedicated duty. Of bureaucrats trying to fool me. The Commonwealth is dying to rule me. All I can tell them is welcome to the time of me. Thank you so much for coming.
Welcome back.
Could be free again.
Oh, free again.
Only
oh, yeah, free again. Call me when you are free. Payday Monsanto, the 14th Amendment citizenship. Anybody who has not given that song out to their youngins, you need to have your head examined. Folks, we're having a couple little technical issues tonight. A little bump in the road, you know, no stuff for talk radio. Apologize for that. We do have Lori is going to be on the line. She's going to be going into our second hour with us with Ken Dose. And we're going to be peeling into some stuff. There is a caller on the line that I would like to get to who's been waiting for an awful long time. Idaho, Jeff, are you there?
Hi, Tom.
Jeff,
can you hear me?
Hey, bro.
Tom, can you hear me?
Yes, Tom, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't. I got no audio. Okay. Hey, did you get that download?
Brother, that's private message stuff, man. Talk to me about what you want to talk about on
yeah,
air.
This is what I want to mention to Ken. Okay, Ken, I know you're an architect, and you know I used to do a lot of laser engineering for high stiffness structures, and so I want to talk to you at that level of building the strongest structure we can build at the simplest level with all the stuff you're working on. I've fed a couple things to Anna, and one book that I fed to Tom that I think if you've got time as a tool you might want to look at. It's Clint Richardson's book, Strawmanstory.info. It's essentially a training book as you get this stuff along a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing I wanted to find out is in the 2006-2008 time frame when they were doing these derivatives where they're making 30 copies and then they were splitting them up and bundling them and then selling them to the Chinese and then the Chinese found out. And then this June 2007 RFID thing, you know, Obama invested in the RFID and his blind trust stuff along with vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm trying to find is Tom and these guys have basically shown that, you know, we're in the martial law rule system. And what I'm trying to get to is, you know, is to how to tie in, all right, in patents, if you're in a commercial entity, you have to pay the license fee for using that patent. But if you get out like the living person, that patent doesn't affect you because anyone that's non-commercial can use that. Do you understand the logic I just said there?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So what I'm trying to get to is I'm trying to get a process along with getting rid of some of the bar attorneys along the lines of what Anna talked about in February. And, you know,
hang on to that thought. We're at a second hour break, brother. Stay on the line because I want you to finish that thought on the other side, bro. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam. Folks, we have to break for a few words from our sponsors. They pay the bills around here. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Dirty Uncle Sam.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust.
Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.